大家分享的题目是利和伯的祝福。
I'm sure because we know the story about Isaac.
我想大家都非常熟悉以撒的故事。
When the famine came to the, during the time of Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕遇到饥荒的时候。
At the same time, during the time of Isaac also.The famine came upon to and his place.
他的儿子以撒也曾经有这个体验。
And so at that time, so he had an intention to move down to the better place, and but God showed up to him, do not move down to Egypt.
以撒像他爸爸一样想要搬到埃及，但是神向他显现，叫他不要去。
So God asked him to stay where he showed to him.
神跟以撒说他要居住在他所定的地方。
And so he stayed there to for a while and then he received a great amount of the blessing.
以撒听了神话住在当地就得到神很大的祝福。
Later on the life, it's quite the facing of the challenge from the surrounding neighbors.
以撒在祝福得到祝福以前碰到很大的困难。
And so he had to continue to move out of the place where he received the blessing of 100 times of fold.
他一直移动，直到他得到100份的祝福。
But for him to facing a trouble in his life, it's a very harsh for his life.
对以撒来说，他这些碰到这些困难其实是非常严厉的。
He doesn't know why he have to facing this trouble in his life.
他想不通为什么会碰到这些问题。
Because God asked him to stay in the place where he stayed, so he received the blessing. Yet God chased him away from the place.
明明是神指示他要住在当地，为什么会让他碰到这么多问题呢？
He continued to move on. He didn't for the waters.
我们看到以撒就开始挖井要得到水。
But those people around and out of jealousy continue to follow him and mess up the well.
邻近的人因为他们的嫉妒来逼迫以撒。
But after he moved on to the third ones and then no longer these people came upon to him.
他搬第三次的以后，这些当地人就不再逼迫他了。
It was a great blessing at that time when he found out the water sources.
当他挖井发现到水的时候，就得到很大的祝福。
And then he called the name and then he moved on the name he calling there as a Rehoboth.
他就把那个地起名作利和伯。
So Genesis chapter 26 verse 22.
这记载在创世纪第26:22。
At this time, the Isaac in verse 22, chapter 26, verse 22.
创世纪26:22。
And he moved away from there and they dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it, so he named it Rehoboth. For he said, at last the Lord has made a room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.This is a testimony that he calling the place the name is Rehoboth.
以撒在给这井起名叫利和伯是他的见证。
He knows that now is have a confidence now as God is with him to his place to be continued fruitful and prosper. So they made a great room for him.
他相信这个是神给他的祝福，让他有宽阔之地，能够得到昌盛。
And not only does he mention about this is the blessing received from God, but at the same time, it become a witness from the surrounding neighbor, the people.
他不只是认定这是神给他的祝福，他甚至向当地的居民做见证。
Actually, these people, the Abimelech, which is the Philistines' chief, and came to Isaac.
当时亚比米勒就是非利士人的。族长来找以撒。
I want to make a covenant with you.
他要跟以撒结盟。
So you do not attacking us.
所以以撒不会攻击他们。
So we find out Abimelech came to visit Isaac because he knows that God is with Isaac.
我们知道亚比勒会来找以撒，因为他认定神与以撒同在。
So that he can for sure for this covenant, so they want to be secure and safe from him.
他希望跟以撒结盟，所以他们可以得到有平安的保障。
So the Genesis chapter 26 verse 29, the Abimelech testified, "You are now the blessed of the Lord."
第二十六章二十九节，亚比米勒跟以撒说，你是盟主赐福的。
It's not he himself to be called that he is the blessed, but the one who enemy upon the testified, "You are now the blessed of the Lord."
不只是以撒自己觉得他蒙神祝福，甚至他的敌人都觉得他蒙神祝福。
Blessing is a very precious from God.
能够从神得到福气是一个非常宝贵的事。
Now many times a blessing coming from the suffering.
有时候福气是从受苦中得到的。
Coming from the overcoming of the difficulties of challenges.
让我们在挑战里面得胜。
And in the Bible talking about this the enlarge the tent and enlarge the place is the main three places mentioned that.
在圣经有讲到三次当地的人把他们的帐篷扩大。
Now, if you look at the First Chronicles chapter 4, mentioned about the Jabez, it's a prayer.
我们如果看到历代志上第四章，我讲到那这段故事。
Now, listen to First Chronicles chapter 4.
我们请看历代志上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9.
第九节，历代志上四章九节。
Nine and ten.
第九第十节。
I think it is very famous prayer of Jabez.
这是耶巴斯他的非常有名的祷告。
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10.
历代志上四章第九第十节。
And Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with a pain." Verse 10.
第十节。
And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "On that thou wouldest bless me, indeed, and enlarge my border, and that thy hands might be with me.And that thou wouldest keep me from harm, that he may not pain me." And God granted him what he requested. That we can see that from this prayer, of the short prayer from the Jabez.
我们从耶比斯他这短短的祷告中
，and he we can tell from his born the name even Jabez is I bore him with a pain.
我们看得出来，他过去的日子，过去的生活是很痛苦的，就是他的名字也是这个意思。
I'm sure because when his life has a lot of stress, a lot of challenges, so this pain is sometimes hard to bear, possibly.
可能他母亲跟他本身都受过这个苦楚。
But he prayed to God, or that thou, the verse 10, so that it was Udis.Bless me in hands might be with me.
但是在第十节，他向神这样祷告说：“求神扩张他的境界，也保佑他。”
So you can get out of the suffering and this harms.
所以他不再遭到苦难。
So that God granted him and his request of his life to be blessed by God, so that his border to be enlarged.
所以神就允许他所求的，让他的境界可以扩张。
And so these places also mentioned about the enlarged his tent and his border.
所以这里我们看出他向神的祷告，求神扩张他的境界。
No, another place is the book of Isaiah Isaiah chapter 54.
另外一个例子是记载在以赛亚书54章，请大家看。
Isaiah chapter 54 from verse 1 to 3.
以赛亚书五十四章第一到第三节。
Chapter 54.
54章
Shout for the joy, O barren one, you who have borne no child, and break forth into joyful shouting and cried aloud, you who have not travailed, and for the son of the desolate one will be more numerous than the son of the married woman, say the Lord. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out the curtain of your dwelling, spare not, length your cord. Verse 3.
第三节,
for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendant will possess the nation, and they will resettle the desolate cities. There's another place mentioned about the enlarged, the expand their territory and the borders.
这里圣经第二是, 记载要求神, 扩张他们的帐篷及居住之地。
Now, during the time of Isaiah and book of Jeremiah, we find out that Israel, the nation is continued to be shrinked.
在以赛亚以及耶利米先知的时代, 以色列国一直, 缩小。
It's a time that the judgment of God is coming upon to the nation.
那时候神的审判临到他们身上。
During the time of the King Nebuchadnezzar from the Babylon came upon to end up to be destroyed, destroyed the nations.
当时巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击以色列犹大国。
But God knows what is the best for these people.
但是神知道对他的
And for telling to the people that if you follow my way, your life will be truly blessed. Even the verse chapter 54, verse 1 said, the sons of the married woman, but compared with as the two that has no husbands.
这里通过先知的口神祝福他们，跟他们教导。
And how is it possible that you know the woman have no husband can be a lot of children.
在第一节这里说，没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多，这怎么可能这样子呢？
It is a describing of the blessing. If you think it's impossible, but God make it possible for your life to be blessed.
这个意思是说，人看起来不可能的事情，在神凡事都可以。
And so you can your nations, your place in Jerusalem be restored and blessed by the Lord God.
只要选民愿意遵守神的命旨意，神就必祝福他们。
God made a plan for the Israelites for the 70 years of exile.
神预备让以色列人被放逐七十年。
But these 70 years, it turned to be the blessing for the Israel.
那其实这70年受苦变成 神祝福他们的机会。
Try that these people make the very good basket of the fig fruit.
就好像把他们变成很贵重的无花果树。
But actually, God encouraged the Israelites, you can follow the way of choice of your life to be exiled to go through the difficulties.
神甚至跟这些选民说，你们可以继续的被放逐在外地。
I know because it is not easy for the Israelites at that time. They're taking of this painful challenge in their life.
在犹太人的观点，他们受这些苦是很难过的。
But God showed up to the vision to the Jeremiah.
但是从神通过耶利米先知的意象跟他们说
Look at the Jeremiah chapter 24, God showed to him that at the time that it's already one of the patch of the people, the exile to the Babylon at that time.
从耶利米书第20章我们看选民的其中一部分已经被驱逐在外地了。
But God explained the showing to the Jeremiah about the showing of the two baskets of the fig.
但是神跟他这样子从耶利米的口中预言说，选民就像两个篮子的无花果。
The one is a good fig, the other one is a bad one.
一个篮子是好果子，另外一个是坏果子。
And so the showing about the Jeremiah chapter 24, the showing of the you follow what God says, you can go to the exile, then I'll prepare for you of this good fig in a basket.
这里说如果选民愿意遵从神的话语，他们就变成是一筐的极好的无花果。
We want to look at the Jeremiah chapter 24.
我们请来参考耶利米书第二十四章
verse 4,
第四节。
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, verse 5, Thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, like this good fig, so I will regard it as good the captives of Judah, the whom I have sent out this place into the land of the Chaldeans.Verse 6. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and then I will build them upon, and not overthrow them, and I will plant them, and not pluck them up. And verse 7. And I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me.With their whole heart. The God knows what is best for the Israelites, asks them to facing the challenge of the painful for the 70 years.
神知道以色列民在这七十年受苦当中其实是为他们有益。
Now, I already have set the plan for your life later to be enlarged to your tent.
神老早就已经预言说让他们要扩张他们的境界，他们的帐篷。
Surely I'll bring you back to let your nation to be you are better than before.
神预言说，有一天我将带你们回来，让你们比以前更好。
Surely your heart coming back to me.
让你们的心归回我。
So they ask them to choose their life to be blessed, so they can receive the blessing of Rehoboth.
神在这里让他们做一个选择，让他们可以选择利和伯的福气。
You want to find out this place, these three places mentioned about the enlarged place.
所以我们看到这圣经三个地方在讲扩张他们的境界。
There is a common things we can find it.
这三个记载有一个同样的。
All three places they have to facing of the pain and also difficulties.
一个同样的教训就是他们一定要去面对他们的苦难。
But this pain can turn around helping them for strengthening of their faith and their life to be molded as they're capable enough to receive the blessing of the enlarged.
但是这些苦难将会帮助他们建立他们的信仰、信心。使他们可以扩张他们的境界。
But also the showing that through this pain that let their heart to be they draw near to God.
通过这些苦难，他们的心将与神更亲近。
So ask them to continue to pray to God.
所以这里先知鼓励他们继续向神求告。
So that their prayer reach up to God for during this time of painful.
在苦难的时候，不要忘记向神祷告。
So that they continue the experience of the God's comfort and God's encouragement.
他们就可以继续得到神的安慰，神的保障。
And also it requires their effort to draw near to God.
但是他们要出力来亲近神。
And so when we dealing with the book of Jeremiah,
当我们来看耶利米书的时候，
we find out the message is actually the message of the judgment of God toward to Israel.
表面上看起来好像是神对他选民的审判。
But another way we can find that the behind God's vision is let these people to be revived.
但是另外一层面，我们看到神的计划让他们的选民可以得到复兴。
Let their life to be enlarged, which is to be prosper.
可以扩展他们的生命，让他们更繁荣。
So they can really draw near to God in their lives. They can gain the peace and joy in their life.
他们可以更亲近神来得到平安以及喜乐。
So Jeremiah continued to speak to the word of God to the people.
所以耶利米跟百姓传讲神的话语。
I know, because the message itself is very hard to accept from the Israelites' point of view.
这个信息从以色列的观点好像很严厉。
But you can go to the Babylon.
让他们去到国外受苦。
And let them stay for 70 years.
到那边去受苦七十年。
Let the time come upon to God so you can.God can bring you back.
但是神要他时间到了，将把他的选民带回来。
When you are in the exile, the place where is outside of the foreign land, you can build a house.
神跟他们说，当你在外地的时候，可以到那边建房子。
You can make the garden there.
到那边可以种花草。
So you can gather from the fruit out of the field. You can enjoy your life.
在外地，你也可以去捡拾那边的果子来享受。
You can have wife. You can have children, and so all your family will be blessed by God there to enjoy the life that I offer to you there.
你可以在外地嫁娶生儿女，在外面，因为我必在那里也祝福你。
So you can continue to multiply that your life will be blessed in the foreign land.
你可以在外地生养儿女来。
Your number of people never be decreased.
那人民的数目不会减少。
Then I'll give you the peace in the land where I show you you can bring it there.
我会把我的平安祝福也带到对方那地。
Actually, that's offering from God.
这是神给他们的一个的祝福。
Of course, they cannot be boast themselves. They cannot go to the Jerusalem whenever they like to go.
当然他们不是有权利随时都回到耶路撒冷。
Because God want to train their heart.
因为神要在外地训练他们的心智。
Their heart to seeking God from the foreign land.
在外地让他们训练他们求靠神的心智。
But God wants to mold them like a truly the vessel to receive the blessing of God.
神要在那边训练他们的顺服。
Now let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29.
我们现在来参考耶利米书第二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
Verse from 4.
从第四节开始。
Jeremiah 29 from verse 4 to verse 7.
二十九章四节到第七节。
It is said, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and all the exile whom I have sent into the exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Verse 5.
第五节。
Build the house and live in them, and plant the gardens and eat their produce. 6.
第六节。
Take wives and become the fathers of the sons and the daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands.That they may bear sons and daughters and multiply there and do not decrease. Verse 7.
第七节。
And seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare you will have a welfare. Now in the short passage you mentioned about the God gave them very constructive and very positive message.Even though they are under the judgment of God,
这里神给他们一个非常正面的信息。虽然他们受到神的审判
，But God promises I will bring you back.
但是神允许他们将带他们回来。
But God urged them to continue to pray.
但是神说，在受苦这当中，他们一定要继续的祷告。
In verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me."
第十三节这说，你们寻求我。若专心并寻见我
When you search me with all your heart,
如果你们专心寻求我必寻见
God asked his people to mold it of themselves to all these people can draw near to God. That's what the purpose of God.
神最终的目的是要训练他们让他们可以归向神
So when you look at the story about the Isaac
当我们再回到想以撒的故事
The Isaac life was blessed by God from the beginning
以撒从一出生就得到神大的祝福
It's really from the beginning of his life is from God's promise upon from his born
我们知道他出生其实就是神祝福的一点
The name of Isaac was given from God
他是神应许出生的所以这个名字是神给的
The design for the Isaac's life is a joyful life to given upon him
这个他一生是神拣选出祝福的。
But at the same time, we can see his life was a very peaceful life he lived.
我们看他一生看起来好像很平静。
But actually, his life, you can tell, he facing a very challengeable moment in his life when he was young.
但是我们仔细看的话，他很小的时候就已经面对很大的挑战。
Of course, we can say the life of Jacob is the one who goes through 20 years of the difficulties in life under his uncles.
当然，我们可以跟他如果做雅各比较的话，雅各在他舅舅的身上受苦了二十几年。
But intensity wise, realize Isaac's life, he facing of such kind of high intense of challenge in his life.
但是从这个以撒受苦身上，我们也看到他也。 很大的苦难。
When Genesis chapter 22, when he walked with his father Abraham, and you know he came hiking upon to the mountains.
我们从第创世纪二十二章看到他有一天跟他父亲亚伯拉罕去爬山。
He is bring the you know, woods and then upon and then the, with the fire that he can come upon to the you know, mountains.
他带着柴身上带着柴到山上去。
Do we have a wood and we have a fire? Where is the you know the object for the offering?
他问他的父亲说，我们柴火都有了，那献祭的物在哪里呢？
The one that later on, the when everything is set up, and then he find out he is himself to be the object of the offering to God as burnt offering.
当整个祭台都已经建好以后，他才发现他本身就是这个祭物。
It is a great, great facing challenge in his life.
我们想一想，这是这么大的一个挑战。
Now, we know because he's young, as he's naive still at that time. I don't think he truly.Understanding about God's love and everything about God, truly, I don't think so.
我相信他时候还是年幼的时候，他对神并不是那么深烈的了解。
But when Isaac was facing of this kind of challenge that when he faced,
当以撒面对这一个挑战时候
，he willing to submit to his father.
他愿意顺服他的父亲。
I'm sure because at that time, you know, father, the Bible doesn't mention that, but surely he explained to his son.
虽然圣经没有这样记载，但是我相信亚伯拉罕有解释给他儿子听。
But it was not easy let him to be tied up to be, you know, to slay by his father's knife.
不然以撒为什么会那么容易让他父亲把他绑起来
？I think the intensity wise for the compared to the you know his son that Jacob received you know the have facing a challenge, I'm sure Isaac same quality about the challenge he's facing also.
我相信以撒所受到的苦难跟他儿子比起来不相差。
But he's facing of this kind of challenge at that time when he submit to his father and submit to God.
当他面对挑战的时候，他愿意顺服他的父亲，愿意顺服神。
He knows that once he have experienced on the Mount Moriah.
当他在摩利亚山上有这个体验以后
，When he give up himself to God at that moment in Mount Moriah，
当他摩利亚山上愿意把自己奉献给神
，God will provide everything and save his life。
他就体验到神如何预备来救他。
Sure, because he experienced of God at the Mount Moriah。
所以他在摩利亚山上亲自体验到神。
The later on the life move on to his life, he's the one to make a decision for his life move on.
当将来他自己要做决定的时候，他就知道如何信靠神。
When the famine upon to the land.
当他居住的地方有饥荒。
God asked him to do not move down to Egypt, but stay where I show you.
当神指示他不要搬到不要搬到埃及去。
At that time, I'm sure because he think about his life, how when he offered himself on the Mount Moriah by his father to setting up the altar.
我相信他记起当时在摩利亚山上，他父亲如何把他献给神。
Willing to submit at that time.
他那时候愿意顺服神。
But if you look at the Bible, that time, you know, Genesis chapter 20 says he never challenged to God any ask questions.
第二十二章创世纪，我们那时候没有看到以撒反抗，也没有向神问。
If that kind of condition in my life.
没有向神对问。如果我是他。
Don't you think that we have a famine in this land? I cannot get anything out of the field.
如果我是以撒，我可能问神说，我们这里都已经饥荒，没有东西吃了。
Why you ask me to stay in this land?
你为什么还要这么坚定叫我在这个地方住下去？
But God promised him.
但是神的应许。
I'll bless you.
说我会祝福你。
And then let's look at the Genesis chapter 26.
我们请来参考创世纪二十六章
，verse 4.
第四节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 4.
创世纪二十六章第四节。
Yeah, I will multiply your descendant as a star of heaven, and will give you descendant all this land, and be your descendant all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And he mentioned that God gave him a package of the blessing is, I will multiply your descendants. It's just like a star of heaven, and then also in this land, and that you will blessed.
这里神跟他这样子祝福说，我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星那么多，也要在这个地方赐福给你的后裔。
Your father received the blessing.
你的父亲在这个地方得福。
Now it's your time that you receive the blessing from by submission, submit to me.
现在如果你顺服我，你也必得祝福。
And they willing to submit to God.
以 以撒愿意顺服神。
He doesn't want his own way to move on, but he wants to stay in the suffering of life that he's facing of this drought and famine.
他不要靠着自己的意思，而是顺服神，要在他那当地受苦。
And he received the blessing there.
因为通过受苦，他就得到福气。
This is once you look at the chapter 20 to when he received the when he received the 26th blessing is 100 times of fold blessing.
我们继续看第26章，就觉得就看到以撒到最后得到百倍的祝福。
But the place where they're surrounded by the enemies.
甚至在他得祝福的地方是旁边都是敌人。
And at the same time, God chased him out of the place.
但是神把这些敌人都从他面前赶出去。
Do not let his life stay there to dwelling in this place for the receiving is 100 times the blessing is considered material him that blessing as it is.
神不只是在那边有祝福他在耕种的地得百倍。
Because God has a plan for him to spiritually expand his territory.
神甚至在他属灵上要让他增长他的境界。
God is not the one only just about the care about his the welfare of the physical life.
今天神不是只有要祝福我们肉体生活上的一切。
God have to bless him the spiritually.
但是神也要祝福我们属灵上。
So let him face of the another difficulties upon in his life.
这里神让以撒在生活上得到苦难。
So the neighbor around the people chase him out of there.
但是神同时也把他周遭的敌人都赶走。
Think about all the received 100 times of fold, and now you have to give him up.
想一想，如果以撒得到百倍的祝福，但是都被敌人夺去了。
And he moved on to another place.
他又搬到另外一个地方。
It requires he have to digging out the water sources, so he and his whole household, herd, all the his belonging can be survived.
那在那个新的地方又要再找一口井来生活。
And he's three times continue to move on to another place, another place, another place.
他这样子重复了三次。
But there is a God's guidance in his path also.
但是在这个路上一路都有神的带领。
During this time, God never showed up to him, encourage him anything.
在这路上神好像都没有出现来跟他讲话。
A time for his life of bearing of this suffering.
在他受苦当中好像神都不存在。
The bearing of the holding upon the God's promise.
但是他唯一抓住的就是神的应许。
But end up after the another place and then no longer the enemy come chase after him.
到第三次他的敌人就不再来攻击他。
Now he called the name of there is Rehoboth.
他就把那个地方取名叫利和伯。
When he was the 100 times before to receive the blessing in the land of the territory of the Philistine.
我们看他本来在腓利地耕种得一百倍的时候。
Even though he received 100 times of the blessing.
虽然那时候在耕种得到一百倍。
The Bible never mentioned that he called the name of God.
但是神那时候神圣经没有记载说他来求告神。
But he never mentioned about he himself to have done something for God there.
那时候他并没有说他为神做了什么事。
But after another trials of his life and then later on now he testified at last the God has made room for us.
但是他在受苦三次以后，他终于向神做见证。
We shall be fruitful in the land.
他能够知道他在神的地里面可以得祝福。
He experienced of the God within this land.
他在这个地终于体验到神。
And then he moved to the Baal Seba. He set the altar there.
他在那个地方就建了一座坛。
Then he called the name of God.
他在那边求告神。
And also he digging the well there too, and God gave him another source of water.
25节我们就看到他又在那边挖了一口井，神给他们让他们有生活。
We can tell that Isaac, his life has gone through. We can say he is like a simple life compared with the life of Jacob.
如果我们用以撒跟雅各的生命做比较，以撒好像是一个很平凡的一生。
But intensity, we can say intensity of suffering. I'm sure that both of them have the same apply to their life.
但是我相信他受的苦难不会比雅各受的更少。
But God trying to mold them and trying to train them to receive the great amount of blessing.
神都是在这圣徒身上，让他们遇到苦难来训练他们成圣。
God demand Isaac to submit to him.
神要以撒完完全全的顺服
，so that he can receive the great amount of the blessing.
所以他能够领受到更大的祝福。
Do we find that the life of Job?
我们如果来想一想约伯的生
命 ，He doesn't know why these things happen in his life.
他当时候不知道为什么受这么大的。
God allowed Satan to take of everything out of his hands.
神允许撒旦把他所有的都夺去。
But he willing to, but he, only way he have to take it.
他什么也没有办法做，就是只能。
But,
安安静静的接受。
But Bible mentioned that he never complained to God.
但是圣经说他没有用言语来。
He knows that life are molded by God's hands.
来反抗神，他知道这个一切都出于神的手。
The later on his life came out like as a pure gold.
到最后他的生命好像被炼过的金晶。
He has confidence about what the God led his life.
他深信这是神的带领。
Especially the time that he's suffering in his life, full of agony at that time, because of the taking everything in all his hands, even his body is suffering at that time.
尤其是在受苦当中，所有的一切都被夺去了，甚至他身体还肉体上还都受到病痛。
But he believed that he trusts in God, as long as he's holding upon the trust God, and God will provide him.
但是他还是信靠神，还是坚决的抓住神。
After have gone through the difficulties,
当他通过这些苦难以后
，God provided for him a double blessing in his hands.
神加倍的祝福他。
Not only the spiritually led his life, not only can hear but can see the God in his eyes.
在属灵上面不只是听过神，而是亲眼看到神。
Of course, that when God allowed him to as the original blessing upon in his hands, it is a blessing.
当然，神一开始祝福也是神的祝福。
But let him have go through the difficulties and facing in his life, but after he overcome it.Then blessing is different blessing he received.
但是神允许让他受苦以后得到的祝福是完全不一样的祝福。
The Christian life always seeking for the double blessing.
在我们基督徒的生活中，我们也是常常要寻找加倍的祝福，不是吗
？Maybe Israel they living in the Egypt, maybe they still can survive.
当然，以色列当时如果继续住在埃及地，还是可以活下去。
Or 430 years of their life already settled down in the land, they know how to live there.
他们在埃及已经住了430年，他们已经知道怎么去处理自己。
But yet they never changed their status as a slavery.
但是他们还是做奴隶。
God changed their step.
但是神要改变他们的脚步。
Bring them out of the Egypt.
把他们从埃及地带出来。
But physically they are facing the trial and difficulties.
在肉体上好像他们出来受苦。
But God led them to the promised land.
但是神是带领他们进应许的地。
The land where is the milk and honey to flowing in the land the Bible described.
到圣经所说神应许牛奶与蜜的之地。
This is the blessing of the Rehoboth.
这就是利和伯的应许。
Joshua Caleb they trust in God.
耶稣亚跟加勒他们相信神。
So they received the blessing of Rehoboth.
所以他们就得到利和伯的福气。
The Rehoboth blessing is offered to everybody.
今天利和伯的福气，我们每一个人的福气，我们每一个人都得到。
Hopefully, you and I can have this blessing that Isaac received.
我们希望你我都可以得到以撒所得到的这份福气。
Only is possible the true submission to God.
唯一能够要求我们就是要完全的顺服。
Isaac just submit to God.
以撒顺服神。
When Israelites they will submit to God to exile to the Babylon for 70 years.
当以色列人顺服神被掳70年。
They receive the blessing of God.
他们在那边也得到神的福气。
Because they come back to the Jerusalem after the exile.
当被掳70年时候到以后回到耶路撒冷。
God honored them to rebuild the temple of God.
神让他们重建圣殿。
God promised to the Israelites those come back to rebuild the temple.
神允许回来。回到以色列来建殿。
Book of Haggai is God promised them that this your building, the rebuilding of the temple of God's glory is this glory is now glory is better than the former glory.
在哈该书，神允许他们后来的殿的荣耀比先前的荣耀更大。
It is a different kind of glory.
是不同样的荣耀。
During the time of that, Zerubbabel that led these people come back and rebuild the temple.
当耶路撒伯把这些民 带回来耶路撒冷建殿。
Physically compared to the temple of Solomon and temple of the when they build Jerusalem the second time is different.
其实他们第二次建的殿跟当时所罗门王所建的殿看起来是不一样的。
The physically first one is more glorious.
在建设上面，第一个殿其实是更
Because Solomon, he, out of the exceedingly rich at that time, using a lot of precious stone upon to the temple of God.
当时所罗门王是累积了很多的金银财宝来建这个殿。
But the second temple was different.
但是第二个殿不是这个样子。
Only 40 some people they came back from the exile.
只有少数的人从外地回到耶路撒冷。
When they're facing a lot of difficulties and challenges, yet they build the temple. Only these some people they build the temple of God.
在少数的人面对很大的困难来建这个第二次的殿。
But God knows that this temple is glorious than the first formal glory that what the Solomon built.
但神却是说后来这个殿的荣耀比先前更大。
Then I thought about the why.
我就怎么这样想？为什么
？Because when the Solomon built the temple of God.
因为当所罗门王建殿的时候
，Only the Solomon initiated.
那时候是所罗门王自己要建的。
Of course, his father David initiated.
当然是他父亲大卫王。
But the second temple was different.
但是第二次的殿不一样。
These people, 40 some people, they come back from the exile.
这第二次是四十几个人从外地被掳回来。
Later, they one by one accord they come back and they rebuild the temple of God.
渐渐一个一个回到耶路撒冷来建殿。
40 some of people they initiate their heart.
这是从四十几个人亲自。奉献要开始做的。
So the second temple is not physically compared with the Solomon's temple, but their spirit is different.
所以当然从建筑上面不比第一个殿大，但是他们的心智不一样。
So this temple built by their heart by the helping of God's spirit.
第二次建的殿是从神的灵感动他们去建的。
They truly received this blessing.
他们就得到更大的福气。
I think the Isaac received this blessing of Rehoboth.
我相信以撒得利和伯福气也是同样。
Israel also received this blessing after 70 years of exile.
以色列在被掳七十年以后也得到同样的一份福气。
Because God, they can truly draw near to God.
因为他们学的如何亲近神。
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
395.
395首。